USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Department of Justice says former President Trump stored classified information including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. Trump faces more than three dozen counts, including obstruction, which his former legal team member Robert Ray says is key.
The obstruction part of this thing is important because it's basically the subpoena compliance version of musical chairs and moving documents around.
The DOJ unsealed a federal indictment of Trump a day after he announced he would become the first former president to face federal charges. The DOJ alleges when Trump's time as president ended, boxes containing classified documents that he was not authorized to keep were transported to his Florida residence. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting North Carolina today. They'll attend an event at the newly renamed Fort Liberty, formerly Fort Bragg, in support of a program called Joining Forces. That's Jill Biden's initiative to support military and veteran families, caregivers, and survivors. The judge in the trial of Brian Koberger will hear arguments over a gag order. Brad Ford has more.
Over 30 media organizations oppose the order, claiming it violates their constitutional rights. The prosecution and the defense previously argued for the gag order, saying it was necessary to stop biased news coverage and to maintain a fair trial. Koberger is accused of killing four University of Idaho students in an off-campus house. His trial is set for October.
Mexico will seek legal and diplomatic measures over Florida's migrant relocation program. Statement from the Mexican Foreign Ministry condemns the transporting of migrants from states that border Mexico to other parts of the United States for political reason. It specifically targets migrant relocations to Massachusetts, where Florida began the program by sending 49 Venezuelans from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
At least 21 teenagers were injured after an elevated walkway collapsed at a Texas beach. It happened in Surfside, about 60 miles south of Houston. Officials say none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. It's not clear yet what caused the collapse. A federal court is ruling that playing explicit music in the workplace could be grounds for claiming sexual harassment. Mark Mayfield has more.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week ruled on a case where the owners of a warehouse allowed employees to blast what was called sexually graphic, violently misogynistic music while working. An employee lawsuit was filed against the company, but the suit was dismissed by a lower court, which ruled that if both genders were offended by the music, it's not sexual harassment. However, the Ninth Circuit ruled that harassment need not be directly targeted at a particular plaintiff in order to pollute a workplace.
Grocery retailer Trader Joe's is recalling jars of their instant cold brew coffee, saying they could contain pieces of glass. The company says the products have been pulled from shelves, but customers may have some affected jars stored at home. Products with 2024 expiration dates of June 13th, November 26th, and December 30th are impacted. No injuries have been reported. More than $500 million will be up for grabs over the next couple of days thanks to the rising Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots. The Mega Millions jackpot has reached $240 million ahead of this evening's drawing. The Powerball jackpot tomorrow night, $308 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.